奉耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I give my sermon.
感谢神的恩惠跟怜悯，能够继续在这里跟大家一起来学习主耶稣救人的福音。
Thanks to the grace and mercy of Lord Jesus Christ, I can be here to share with you the gospel regarding the salvation of Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，幸福何处行？
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, where can we find happiness?
昨天我们提到就是要有一口田。
And yesterday we talked about this, and that is we must find a piece of land.
就是幸福要靠自己来打拼。
And that is we must find our own fortune and happiness.
靠自己的打拼能够得到一块田。
And if we put in our own effort to gain this piece of land,
但是昨天我们也提到这样的幸福还不够完整。
But yesterday also mentioned this kind of happiness is not enough.
所以我们还在人生当中，我们还必须要有信仰。
Therefore, in our life, we must have a religion.
在我们的生活当中，我们还需要有拜神的活动。
In our daily life, we must have the activity of worshiping God.
这样的幸福才会是完整的。
Only this kind of happiness is complete.
我们不但要在地上有一块田。
Not only we must have a piece of land on earth.
我们更需要在天上也有一口田。
We also need a piece of land in the heaven.
如果只是在这个人身上过着幸福的生活，那么每一个宗教都差不多。
If we can only have a happy life on earth, then it's the same for every religion.
因为每一个宗教基本上都是劝人向善，劝人有。劝人过着积极的生活。
Because basically every religion teaches men to be good and to be proactive.
每一个宗教都是帮助人来净化人的心。
And every religion try to help men to purify their heart.
但是对于将来那看不见的永生却是每一个宗教都大大的不一样。
But regarding the invisible eternal life, it's different for every religion.
所以如果我们很在意将来的永恒，那我们就不能够马马虎虎的来找一个宗教。
Therefore, if we care about eternity in the future, then we cannot just casually find a religion for ourselves.
我们对自己要尽我们的本分，尽我们的责任。
We must complete our responsibilities and our duties.
我们昨天也提到在现在在时空之下，这一切都是短暂的。
We also mentioned that under the boundary of time and space, everything is transient.
这短暂到底幸不幸福还不是最重要的。
And so because we have a temporary life, then it's not important whether we have happiness or not on earth.
将来那个永恒，那个才是最重要的。
What's most important is eternity we have in the future.
今天晚上根据圣经跟大家一起来查考这永恒的正确的道路。
Tonight through the Bible, I'd like to study with you the right way to eternity.
耶稣基督是我们的救赎主。
Lord Jesus Christ is our Redeemer.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这里告诉我们，耶稣基督要成为我们的生命。
Here tells us that Lord Jesus Christ will become our life.
耶稣基督就是那一位永恒的神。
Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal God.
我们有了耶稣基督的生命，我们才能够来真正的拥有一个幸福的永生。
Only when we have the life of Lord Jesus Christ, then we can have a happy eternal life.
这里说耶稣复活了，耶稣升天了，耶稣还要再来。
Here it tells us that Lord Jesus Christ resurrected and he rose up to heaven and he will come again.
这里说他显现的时候就是耶稣再来的时候。
And here he tells us that when Lord Jesus appears is during his second coming.
我们接受耶稣基督为救主的人，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里头。
We who accept Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior will appear with him in glory.
啊，这就是得着主耶稣基督所赐给我们的永生。
This means that we have received eternal life granted to us by Lord Jesus Christ.
那如何让耶稣基督成为我们的救赎主？
Then how can we make Christ our Redeemer?
如何让耶稣基督成为我们的生命？
How can we make Christ the center of our life?
啊，这是非常的重要，非常的实际的。
This is very important, very practical.
我们请来看罗马书第三章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十四节
Chapter 3 verse 24
新约圣经212页
Romans chapter 3 verse
24 24节如今却蒙神的恩典因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义这里告诉我们救恩的本质
Here it tells us the essence of salvation.
啊，第一个是因为神的恩典。
First is by the grace of God.
啊，第二个是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
Second is by the redemption of Christ.
啊，就是耶稣基督在十字架上啊为我们来流血。
That is Lord Jesus shed blood on the cross for us.
啊，耶稣基督为我们承担我们的罪孽来受刑罚。
He bare our sins and he was crucified for us.
啊，第三个。借着我们单纯的来相信
And third, by our simple belief
啊，我们就白白的被称义了
Then we're justified freely
啊，就是我们被神认为我们是有义的
This means that God sees us as righteous
哦，所以这是救恩的本质
This is the essence of salvation
神的怜悯
This is the mercy of God.
所以他为我们设立了耶稣基督。
Therefore, He prepared Jesus Christ for us.
啊，我们来相信耶稣基督，领受他的救恩。
So when we come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ and receive His salvation.
所以得赎跟得生命啊是息息相关的。
So being redeemed and having life is interconnected.
啊，得着耶稣的救赎。才能够得着耶稣基督的生命。
Only when we have the redemption of Jesus Christ, then we can have the life of Christ.
所以我们一定要被救赎。
Therefore, we must be redeemed.
那如何被救赎，这是非常的重要。
Then it's very important for us to know how can we be redeemed.
金银没有办法去买到救恩。
Gold and silver cannot buy a salvation.
我们的房地产没有办法去换。我们的永生，我们的灵魂。
And our properties, our land cannot bring us eternal life, or cannot redeem our soul.
圣经告诉我们，我们是被耶稣的宝血所救赎、所买。
The Bible tells us we're redeemed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. We're bought by His blood.
一个悔改相信的人，借着十字架的主耶稣的死，来将我们买回。
A person who repented and believed, then through the death of Lord Jesus Christ, were bought back.
我们会有一个疑问：我真的需要被救赎吗
？Then we have a question: Do we need redemption?
啊，我真的需要被赎吗
？Do I need to be bought back?
我们来看，我们在没有被救赎之前，我们到底是这个是怎么一回事
？Let's see what condition we're in before we're redeemed.
请看彼得前书第二章
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章二十四节新约圣经337页
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24
二十四节他被挂在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪使我们既然在罪上死就得以在义上活，因为他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。25节。
25。
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。在这里啊，使徒彼得他这样子来描述。
Here Apostle Peter described this way.
他说，主耶稣基督在十字架上。亲自担当了我们的罪。
He said, "Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins in His body on the tree."
这告诉我们， 在我们没有被救赎之前，我们是有罪的。
This tells us that before we redeemed, we have sin.
我们生活在很多的无知跟过患当中。
We live in our ignorance and our faults.
所以在我们生活当中充满着很多的苦，而且还面对着死。
Therefore, in our life, it's filled with hardship and death.
从这实际的生活，这个苦跟死，让我们不得不承认我们是有罪的。
From the death and pain we face in our practical life, we cannot deny that we have sin.
这里又说到耶稣基督的十字架，耶稣所受的鞭伤让我们得了医治。
Here it says, because of the wounds Lord Jesus had, that we are healed.
在还没有得着救赎之前，我们是有病的。
Before we're saved, we are sick.
真的在我们个人生活里头充满着一些很多的这种错误病态。
And it's indeed true that in our daily lives we make many mistakes and a lot of times we're in a morbid state.
就是我们的家里头也充满着很多的不理想，很多的病态。
And even in our family there are things that are not right.
我们也常常叹息着这个社会有病。
A lot of times we say that the society is in a morbid state.
我们个人需要得医治。
And individually we need to be healed.
我们的家庭需要得医治。
Our family needs to be healed.
整个社会需要得医治。
And the whole society needs to be healed.
这里又提到说我们好像迷路的羊。
And here also mentioned that we were like sheep going astray.
这个很懦弱的羊，如果它迷路了，会，那结果是怎样？
A sheep that is very weak, if the sheep lost its way, then what would happen?
你去想象，我们是不是像迷路的羊？
Let's imagine this, are we like a lost sheep?
在我们生活当中充满着许多的危险。
In our daily life, we face different kinds of danger.
在我们生活当中充满着许多的这种恐惧。
And fear.
在生活当中充满着许多的这一种受欺压。
And oppression.
我们常常说，没有公平。
A lot of times we say that things are unfair.
我们常常说，我觉得很不平，不满。
And we feel that it's unfair, and we don't like the way things are.
这是我们很实在的生活。
And this is our life.
我们过着有罪的生活。
Because we live life as sinners.
我们生活里头充满许多的这种病态。
And in our life, there are many.Illness that we have, and a lot of times we're in morbid state.
在我们生活当中，我们真的像迷路的羊。
In our life, we are like lost sheep.
所以我们每一个人都需要主耶稣基督的救赎。
Therefore, every one of us needs the redemption of Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣经对耶稣的救赎怎么来描述呢？
Then how does the Bible describe the redemption of Christ?
说耶稣基督他舍弃自己，成为赎价。
And the Bible tells us that Lord Jesus gave himself as a ransom.
当一个人他犯了法，被抓了。
And when a person breaks the law and was caught,
他就失去了自由。
Then he will lose his freedom.
他有家也不能够回到家里。
Even though he has a family, he cannot return home.
他失去了家人的爱。
He will lose the love of his family.
有时候法院会说交出多少的赎金来，这个人可以带回去。
And sometimes the court will fine a person, then the person can go home after he pays the fine.
这就是所谓的救赎。
And this is a ransom.
把一个人从在某一个辖制里头把他拉出来救出来。
So this means that you save a person from a kind of bonded state.
为了让这个人得着自由必须要付出代价。
In order for this person to gain freedom, a ransom must be paid.
我们人在这个死跟这个罪的这个辖制里头。
We as human beings, we live under the bondage of death and sin.
这个死跟罪好像一个权柄权势把我们抓住了。
That same thing is like kind of authority that bounds us.
不但这样子，还有将来那个所谓永远的死。
And not just in this world, but in the future, we would face eternal death.
所以基本上来讲，人人都怕死。
Therefore, everyone is afraid of death.
没有人能够去经验。
No one would like to experience it.
你进去了，你跑不出来。
Once you've entered death, you cannot come out of it.
如果没有耶稣基督的救赎，真的是可怕的。
If we do not have the redemption of Jesus Christ, it is indeed dreadful.
哦，人不是死了就好像灯灭掉一样。
As humans, we do not, our death is just not, it's not like a light going out.
哦，人有里头的那个生命，那个灵魂。
As humans, we have life in us, we have soul in us.
那个生命，那个灵魂，不是这个肉体的这个物质。
And this life, this soul is not a material thing.
哦，所以那个是不灭的。
And that will never go out.
但是问题是，那个将来要落入哪里？
But where would our life or our soul go to in the future?
啊，如果落入死里头，那是极其可怕的。
If it's going into death, then it's quite dreadful.
所以必须要被赎出来。
Therefore, we must be redeemed.
我是罪人，你也是罪人。
I'm a sinner, and so are you.
我所谓的罪人，就是在神的面前，在神的标准之下。
A sinner means that by the standard of God.
所以我没有办法来代替你，或者是救赎你。
Therefore, I cannot replace you. I cannot redeem you.
当然，你也没有办法救我。
Of course, you cannot save me either.
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
靠着那个。成为没有罪的来到世界上的那个耶稣基督。
And that is through Lord Jesus Christ, who is sinners who came into this world for us.
他才能够为我们来舍弃他自己，成为赎价。
Only Jesus Christ can give himself as ransom for all men.
这个救赎就是最伟大的爱。
And this redemption is the greatest love.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to Gospel of John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Gospel John chapter 3 verse 16。
十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God。
英文圣经说，神是这么的爱世人。
In the English version says, "For God so loved the world."
所以他将他的独生子耶稣基督来赐给我们。
That he gave his one and only son, Jesus Christ.
事实上耶稣基督就是天上的真神本身，他成为人来到世界上。
Actually, Lord Jesus Christ is the true God himself. He became man and coming to earth.
为了就是要让我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we will not perish but have eternal life.
本来我们必须进入死里头。
Originally, we must enter into death.
而且没有办法跑出来。
And we cannot escape this.
借着耶稣基督，我们就不用进去了。
But through Jesus Christ, we no longer need to enter death.
耶稣基督的救赎也被称为叫做代替。
And the redemption of Lord Jesus Christ is by substitution or replacement.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章二十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
新约圣经212页哥林多后书五章二十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。那个无罪的就是耶稣基督。
And who had no sin refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
他代替我们成为罪。
In place of us, he became sin for us.
所以让我们能够在神的里面来成为在他里面来成为神的义。
So that we may become righteous, we may become the righteousness of God.
所以这也叫做代替的恩典。
So this is grace that he substitute for us.
昨天我们有念到一节圣经说起初神创造天地。
Last night we read a verse. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
神说要有光，就有了光。
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
在神创造宇宙万物的时候，他用吩咐的。
And when God created all things in the universe, He only did it by speaking.
但是他为了要拯救我们全人类。
but in order to save all mankind.
他必须这样子大会周章的离开天上的宝座，成为人来到这个世界上。
But he has to go through all these trouble to leave his throne in heaven and become flesh and come into this world.
在这个世界上，他受尽了许多的劳苦。
And this world, he went through much toil and hardship.
最后还被钉在十字架上来牺牲来流血。
And in the end, he was crucified on the cross. He shed blood and he was sacrificed.
为什么
？Why？
就是为了让人类能够得着救赎。
This is so that we can receive redemption.
所以神对我们的爱就这样子来显明出来。
Therefore, this is how God shows His love.
这比起他创造的那个工程，那大的好太多倍了。
And this work is much greater when compared to the work of creation.
因为这位神是完美的神。
Because this God is a perfect God.
在他的公义里头有慈爱。
In his righteousness there is mercy and kindness and love.
他的慈爱不违背他的公义。
And his kindness and love is not against his righteousness.
而且他也是一个完全信实的神。
And he is also a faithful God.
因为他的公义，所以人有罪需要被审判、被刑罚。
Because he is just, therefore if we sinned, we must be judged and be punished.
但是他又爱人类。
But he also loves us.
他一定要救赎人类。
And he must redeem man.
所以他为我们准备了救恩。
Therefore he prepared salvation for us.
他代替我们受刑罚。
And for us he was punished.
让我们能够得着救赎。
So that we may be redeemed.
所以他的爱是完美的、完整的。
Therefore his love is complete, is perfect.
他的爱没有违背他的公义。
His love was not against his righteousness.
因为有罪需要受刑罚，他代替我们受刑罚。
Because even though we sinned, we must be punished, and he took the punishment for us.
他的公义里头有爱。
In his righteousness, there is love.
虽然他判定我们是罪人，但是他为我们来牺牲，让我们得拯救。
Even though he judged us and see us as sinners, he sacrificed himself so that we may receive salvation.
他也没有违背他跟旧约以色列人所立的约。
He also did not go against the covenant he made to the Israelites in the Old Testament.
这些以色列人也是一样，借着主耶稣基督的救赎，能够得着永生。
The Israelites could also receive eternal life through the redemption of Jesus Christ.
所以这一位神是十全十美的神。
Therefore, this God is a complete and perfect God.
那救赎所带来给我们的结果呢，就是让我们跟神和平了。
Therefore, the result of redemption is that we reconcile with God.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 16.
十六节记在十字啊，新约圣经270页，以弗所书二章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 16.
记在十字架上灭了烟愁，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。本来在亚当里头啊，我们在罪孽当中所生，我们生来带着罪。
Originally, we're born of Adam, we're born of sin, therefore we're sinners by birth.
啊，就是我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
That means we fall short of the glory of God.
我们得罪了神。
We have sinned against God.
啊，在我们生活当中，我们知道有一些人我们是不能去得罪他的。
We know that in our daily life, there are some people that we cannot offend.
我们常常说，哇，这个人我惹不起。
A lot of times we say we cannot offend this person.
啊，如果我们惹了这个人，那我们就有苦头了。
Because if we offended this person, we will suffer.
那今天我们惹了这一位至尊至大的神，那还得了啊？
But today we offended the Almighty, the Great God. And what is the consequence of it?
那后果是不堪设想的。
Then the consequence should be unimaginable.
我们一定要跟这位神来达到和平。
We must reconcile with this God.
啊，但是靠我们自己的方法，我们又做不到。
But by our own way, we cannot do this.
他是给我们方法。
Therefore, He gave us a method.
借着主耶稣基督的十字架，让我们跟神达到和平。
Through the cross of Lord Jesus Christ, we reconcile to God.
这就是救赎所带来的最大的效果。
And this is the greatest result of redemption.
啊，今天所有的人都在追求和平。
Today we all seek after peace.
有时候人心里没有平安。
A lot of times we do not have peace in our heart.
有时候家里头没有平安，没有和平。
A lot of times we do not have peace or harmony in our family.
这个社会没有和平。
Or we do not have peace in this society.
这个世界没有和平。
Or in this world.
因为没有和平带来了许多的不幸。
And because we do not have peace, misfortune happen.
有多少的人，多少的机构，他们在追求和平。
And how many people, how many organizations pursue after peace?
啊，但是让人很心伤，结果很小。
But we're greatly saddened because we do not see huge results.
其实很多事情，我们应该回到最根本的地方。
But actually, for many things, we should return to the origin.
要先达到人跟神和平了。
That man must first reconcile to God.
这样子人心里才有平安。
So that we can have peace in our hearts.
家里头才有和睦。
Then we have harmony in our family.
社会才有和谐。
Then there's peace in this society.
整个世界才有真正的和平。
Then the whole world will have true peace.
整个世界，我们这个大环境我们改变不了。
Maybe we cannot change the whole environment, the whole society.
但是我们个人可以自己做决定。
But we as individuals can make our own decisions.
接受耶稣基督的救赎。
And that is to accept the redemption of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的家庭可以做决定来接受耶稣基督的救赎。
And our whole family can make the decision to accept the redemption of Christ.
让我们心中有平安，让我们家庭有和睦。
So that we have peace in our hearts, so there is harmony in our family.
那我们如何来领受真正的来领受这个救赎的恩典呢？
Then how can we truly accept the grace of redemption?
这个救赎不是只是一个观念。
Redemption is not just a concept.
啊，救赎不是只是字面上的一个知识。
It's not just a knowledge.
这个救赎是能够真真实实的让我们去得着去领受。
This redemption is something that we can receive.
耶稣基督成为我们的生命，也不是只是一个字眼，一个观念。
Lord Jesus Christ becomes our life. It's also not just a concept. It's also not just something written.
这是要很实际、很具体的临到我们身上，临到我们生活当中。
This is very practical. It must come into our life.
所以我们要来看如何领受这个救赎的恩典。
Therefore, now we'll see how can we receive the grace of redemption.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
新约圣经165页，《使徒行传》第二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说。弟兄们，我们当怎样行？三十八节。
38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”这里使徒彼得很清楚地将如何领受耶稣基督的救赎，很清楚地来。告诉我们。
Here, Apostle Peter tells us clearly how we can receive the redemption of Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我们个人要悔改。
He says we must repent.
我们对我们过去不认识耶稣，没有接受耶稣基督为救主，这个我们要悔改。
In the past, before we know Lord Jesus Christ, before we accept Him as our Savior, the things we did.That our unbelief, we must repent.
我们要为我们生活当中的这些过患来悔改。
And we must repent the wrongdoings we did in our daily life.
相信耶稣基督为我们的救主。
And believe Lord Jesus is our Savior.
然后奉耶稣基督的名来接受洗礼。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are baptized.
接下来洗礼的目的就是要叫我们的罪得赦免。
And the purpose of baptism is so that our sins can be forgiven.
来弥补我们对神的亏欠。
So that we can make up for what we owe God.
将我们从死的权势之下来救出来。
And we are saved from the dominion of death.
这就是在圣经里头这些使徒他们所接受的赦罪的洗礼。
And this is the baptism for the forgiveness of sins that has been accepted by all apostles recorded in the Bible.
使徒保罗说，这就是耶稣基督的奥秘。
Apostle Paul says, "This is the mystery of Christ."
让我们借着耶稣基督能够得着救赎。
So that through Jesus Christ we can receive redemption.
借着接受洗礼来领受救赎的恩典。
And through baptism we can receive the grace of redemption.
那接下来还要领受他所应许赐给大家的圣灵。
And next must receive the promised Holy Spirit.
为什么洗礼是赦罪的洗礼？
Why is it that baptism is for the forgiveness of sins?
我们请看约翰福音二十章。
Please turn to Gospel John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章二十一节。
Gospel John chapter 20 verse 21.
二十一节，新约圣经一百五十九页，约翰福音二十章二十一节。
John chapter 20 verse 21.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。22节。
Verse 22.
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。23节。
23.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。在耶稣复活还没有升天之前，他向门徒显现。
After Lord Jesus resurrected, but before he rose up to heaven, he appeared to the apostles, the disciples.
他再一次的向门徒应许，要将圣灵赐给他们。
He again promised to his disciples that he will give them his promised Holy Spirit.
为什么强调要赐给他们圣灵？
Why did he emphasize that he will give them the Holy Spirit?
因为二十三节说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
It's because what's recorded in verse 23, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
耶稣的这些门徒在什么时候领受圣灵？
When did the apostles of the disciples of Jesus Christ receive the Holy Spirit?
在耶稣升天之后。
After Lord Jesus rose up to heaven.
在五旬节那一天。圣灵降临在他们当中。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descends on them.
他们什么时候为人施行赦罪的洗礼？
When did they start baptize others for the forgiveness of sins?
就是我们刚才所念的《使徒行传》第二章三十七节、三十八节。
That was recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, verse 38.
就是在领受圣灵之后，开始为人施行这个赦罪的洗礼。
And they perform baptism of the forgiveness of sins after they receive the Holy Spirit.
因为在施洗当中有圣灵的运行，圣灵的权柄。
Because so that in baptism you have the work of the Holy Spirit and the authority of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟他们做见证。
The Holy Spirit testifies for them.
在这施洗的水里头有耶稣宝血的功效。
So that the water used for baptism have the effect of the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
我们在座的朋友或许。你以前曾经在其他的教会受过洗。
Members in the congregation, maybe you have received baptism in other churches before.
但是我请问你，在为你施洗的你的牧师，他有没有领受圣灵？
But let me ask you, as the pastor who performed baptism for you, did he have the Holy Spirit?
在你所参加的教会，有没有圣灵的同在？
The church you went to before, did they have the abidance of the Holy Spirit?
如果没有圣灵，没有圣灵的权柄。那个洗礼是没有赦罪的功效的。
If it's without the Holy Spirit, without the authority of the Holy Spirit to forgive sins, then the baptism has no effect.
那么问题在，那么什么是这个圣灵的同在、圣灵运行的这个证明？
Then what can be the evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit and the abidance of the Holy Spirit?
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章三十三节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 33。
三十三节，耶稣既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来了。在这里，彼得见证他们领受圣灵的情形。
hear Peter testify the situation when they receive the Holy Spirit.
彼得向众人说，是你们所看见、所听见的。
Peter said to the congregation that is what you see and hear.
因为圣灵跟这个洗礼赦罪有绝对的关系。
Because the Holy Spirit and baptism and forgiveness of sin are connected.
哦，所以这个应该是非常明确、非常清楚的一件事情。
Therefore, this is something that's very clear and obvious.
不会很模糊的用感觉的。
It would not be confusing. It's not something that we can just know by feeling.
哦，有些基督徒说，我觉得我有圣灵。
Some Christians would say, I think I have the Holy Spirit. I feel that I have the Holy Spirit.
啊，在有一次的祷告啊，我痛哭流泪啊，我想我在那个时候有了圣灵。
Once in my prayer, I wept, so I think I have the Holy Spirit at that time.
啊，我很被感动啊，所以我愿意做这个做那个啊，所以我想我是有圣灵。
I was greatly moved, greatly touched, and I was willing to do this and that. Therefore, I think I have the Holy Spirit.
彼得所说的圣灵不是这样的。
This is not the Holy Spirit described by Peter.
彼得说是你们所看见、所听见的。
Peter said this is what you see and hear.
不是说你们所感觉的。
It's not something you feel.
他们看见什么、听见什么。
What did they see? What did they hear?
啊，请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节
Verse 2，
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节
Verse 3，
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节
Verse 4，
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起啊别种的话来。这里在描述当时圣灵降临充满他们的情形。
Here describe the situation when the Holy Spirit came upon them and filled them.
从第一节一直到第三节都在形容。
From verse 1 to verse 3 are all descriptions.
到第四节就讲到那个实际的情形。
And verse 4 tells you of the actual condition.
说他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别种的话来。
Tells us that all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
啊，在希腊文里头说舌头跳动或剪动的话语。
And in Greek, it means that they're rolling of tongues.
哦，不是地面上任何一种语言。
It's not any language we hear on earth.
哦，所以被听见、被看见。
Therefore, it can be seen, it can be heard.
啊，有人身体震动。
And some people, their body moves. 哦，
那嘴巴里头讲出这种灵言来。
And from their mouth comes their spiritual language.
啊，在使徒时代，他们判断一个人是否受圣灵，就是以这个为依据。
And during the apostolic times, they used this as an evidence of receiving Holy Spirit.
哦，我们请再看《使徒行传》第十章。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。四十五节
Acts chapter 10 verse 45
那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐也浇灌在外邦人身上就都稀奇四十六节
46
因为听见他们说方言称赞神为大啊，请念
Verse 45 The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished.That the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. 46, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God.
哦，在四十六节有一个很关键的字，哦，就是那个因为。
In verse 46, there is a key word. Here it says, for they heard, it's because they heard this.
哦，怎么知道这些人得圣灵？
How do you know that these people have received the Holy Spirit?
四十六节说，因为听见他们说方言。
Verse 46 tells us, for they heard them speaking in tongues.
啊，就是今天你来到真耶稣教会，你看许多弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，他们所说出来的说方言。
This is what you see when you come to True Jesus Church. You see that our brothers and sisters, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they pray in tongues.
啊，主耶稣所应许的圣灵，在他要来之前，再一次的浇灌了。
The promised Holy Spirit poured down on us before the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以今天真耶稣教会照着 使徒所留下来的榜样，所施行的洗礼是赦罪的洗礼。
Therefore, today True Jesus Church followed the example set by the apostles, and the baptism we perform is a baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
领受耶稣基督所赐给我们的救恩。
We receive the salvation given to us by Lord Jesus Christ.
照着主耶稣所说的，让我们真的从水和圣灵来重生。
And by the words of Lord Jesus, we're reborn by water and by blood.By the Spirit.
让我们不但 在地上过着幸福的生活，将来在天上也要过着幸福的生活。
So that we not only have happiness on earth, but we also have happiness in heaven.
耶稣的救恩已经准备好了。
Lord Jesus had prepared his salvation.
就看我们是不是愿意接受。
It only depends on whether we're willing to accept his salvation or not.
这个契约已经耶稣已经签名了。
Lord Jesus had already signed the contract.
现在就等着你签名。
Just waiting for you to sign.
啊，请你好好考虑。
Please consider.
我们一起唱诗294首。
Sing hymn 294.